FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's league game at Matlock Town. But before that, it's to Tuesday night at Broadhurst Park as FC United welcomes Scarborough Athletic to North Manchester. To hear how the Reds got on, it's over to FC Live with all the goals.
Donoghue now again, halfway line, he'll spread it from the centre circle to the right-hand side. Opportunity now for Wadaker. Wadaker. There's nice ball to Linney. Linney turns one way. Get the shot away, Sonny. Plays it back to Wadaker. Here's an opportunity for FC United matches. Cedric May should score. And he does score. To be honest, he's hit it completely the wrong way. But it's gone beyond the goalkeeper. Because the goalkeeper was going to his right-hand side. And it's gone right across him. But the football was excellent. FC United get a goal. And, 4.5 minutes on the clock. And FC United have some good work down the right-hand side and some good play from Wadaker there. And a 1-2 with Linney. He got to the byline. Wadaker put the ball inside. And it was a diagonal ball coming back. And there was Cedric Mayne. And he runs over to celebrate with the boss.
Excellent goal from FC. Making the right decisions there, Linney and Wadaker. And as you say, Swampy, Cedric Mayne didn't really get hold of that shot. But it kind of basically chipped the keeper out to the right-hand side. Ali Wadaker. Over halfway, inside to Linney. Wants to return ball to Wadaker, but Linney holds it up. He's got four or five ready. Now Ennis edge of the box. Will shoot! And
yes!
It's gone in! And I think there was a slight deflection there. But FC, a much more of a mood to shoot on sight this evening. And it's paying dividends. FC United 2, Scarborough Athletic 0.
Well, there's quite a lot of arguing between several of the Scarborough players. They allowed the room. The ball came across. Ennis found it, and there was no one around him, and he's always entitled to have that shot. He kept it low, and you rightly said, it just took a little bit of a deflection. It carried on the same trajectory, but it just went slightly over the goalkeeper. Nothing he could do.
There's Lop. Ooh, nice ball there to Cartman. Cartman, but dispossessed. Good work there, and now Linney. Linney now. Oh, lovely ball made with a chance. One-on-one.
Yes! That's wonderful football.
Oh, magnificent from FC United. It really was. Donoghue wins the ball there, goes through there, and then the perfectly timed pass for Cedric Mayne, his second goal of the night. Cartman lost possession, but FC making all the right decisions, Swampy.
What an absolute wonderful ball from Regan Linney there. Absolutely outstanding. But he had work to do. It was on his left foot. And Cedric Mayne, then he took it and he's put it from left right across to the right hand side. Hits the inside of the post low into the bottom corner. Three goals to the good.
And how the manager would love a fourth goal here for FC.
I think we'd all love a fourth goal. It'd be wonderful.
And a lovely header from Mayne. Chance for Linney, one-on-one. Linney, surely, it's 4-0.
Well, James, that is commentating genius, because that was a lovely ball over the top and a lovely delicate flick from Cedric Mayne. And yeah. Linney does what he does best.
Absolutely. Well, Linney was really composed. He took it round the keeper, George Best, 1968 style, and just finished it very composed. That was a lovely glancing header from Cedric Mayne. Two goals and assist now, and really finding his feet here at FC. 4-0 FC United lead.
Well, what a car, just having a bit of a breather, because he's been working up and down that line. And here's now another opportunity for FC United of Manchester, and here it could be five. The ball is with Holmes. Holmes, superb. Five. Well, he shouldn't have won the ball. He shouldn't have been given the opportunity to get across the defender. But he used his upper body strength. He worked it and worked it. Got across the defender. And the goalkeeper's going one way. And he just put it at the other side of the goalkeeper. And FC find themselves 5 goals to the good. I think some people's head might have exploded from an internet perspective this evening.
It's funny that in the interview, Neil Reynolds, after the game on Saturday, talked about the time when Buxton scored 7 and conceded 7. Well, FC have matched the 5 they conceded and so far have yet to concede.
The crowd in good voice, we're in good voice, as the ball on the halfway line, won by FC United of Manchester. And it's far side with Ennis. The overlap there from Matty Raines is there again. Raines on the end of it. Can he get a shot away? Yes, he can. Oh, what a finish! Well, that was all the hard work. Ennis got the ball down the left-hand side. Matty Raines made an absolute wood. Carried on running. Give it to me in the penalty area. About 18 yards out. And he's drilled it across the goal. And it's 6-0 to FC United Manchester.
Yeah,
with 6 minutes to go. That work rate there from Matty Raine. What a goal.
And Matty Raine's second goal, I think, for FC.
Third goal, isn't it? Yeah, third goal, yeah.
Goal machine.
Wonderful finish. That is indeed the end. And FC United and Manchester, well, Scarborough Athletic have not lost here at Broadhurst Park. But tonight, well, I think they took all their victories and FC scored all the goals from those two victories that they lost to, because FC United have won by 6-0. And it's not just the 6 goals, it's the manner of those 6 goals, it's the manner of the performance, it's the quality. Could they bounce back from Saturday for the 6-2 drubbing away at Stalybridge Celtic? Well, of course they could. And anyone that was doubting the quality of this team, the togetherness of this team, the work rate of this team and the out and out quality as a unit, well, on show tonight you've seen everything from resolute defending, panache, you've seen great passing, you've seen balls with aplomb, and you've seen tenacity everywhere all over that pitch, to a certain degree where we're actually now still debating who is indeed man of the match. But absolutely superb, and FC United of Manchester find themselves 6 goals and a wonderful, enjoyable performance. We now have to decide.
I'm taking players let's just take players out of the equation. Lavicum?
No.
Right, okay. Not that he's had a bad game. He's done some good goal kicks.
Dodd?
No.
Donoghue? No. Baker? No. Morris? No. Potts? No.
Special mention for Baker and Morris. They've been under the cosh.
Yeah.
And Neil made a point, you know, he would have taken Baker out of the equation if Jones was fit, but he's just going to have to ride it through this confidence.
Yeah, we know that, but we're discussing the man of the match at the moment.
I'm just saying. Ennis is a contender.
Ennis is.
Holmes is.
Main is.
Linney, who again, let's confidence, blimey, but he's been brilliant.
Let's start with
what about Wadika as well? Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Man of the match.
Stato Paul.
Cedric Main.
Two for Main. Oh, we're going to have to gang up here, mate.
Wadika.
And then you have casting vote then.
No, we don't, do we?
You see, I think it is Wadika. And the reason why... Look, James has just rolled his eyes. The reason why, James... it's like our player of the year.
Yeah, we debated that and he's still not forgiven us.
It's not Sunday.
In fact, James has just taken his headshot and he's gone. He's not. That's it. James has just left the radio.
I'm half with Wadika. The reason why I think it is Wadika, maybe, is because he's playing out of position... He's got these critics on the forum and stuff, you know, saying people saying, oh, I thought he'd be coming here scoring 80 goals this season and all this nonsense. He's a good footballer and he proved it tonight.
Great performance.
It was.
No doubt about it. Great, but I mean...
Now, the one thing to bear in mind is we have given man of the match to defenders
a lot
the last couple of weeks, pretty much every game. As much as it pains me, and I'm going to go with Matty Raine.
I thought Ben was storming off there.
It's the obvious choice. However, it's not the right choice. But I'm going with...
Hey, you said in your post-match chat on Saturday,
Cedric needs to do this, that and the other. He needs to score again.
That's my impression.
That was your impression?
Yeah. He did it.
Was tonight.
That a little Frank? He did get into every position that he needed to get in, and he fought for the ball, and he was...
Well, let's not pretend that they don't listen to FC Radio the same way as they listen to the forum. Or watch the forum. They watch, read the forum and listen to FC Radio. Cedric evidently has listened to the critique, and it was just a critique. And everything we asked him to do tonight, that we spoke about on Saturday, he did. And absolutely superb performance from the man of the match, Cedric Mayne.
I mean, you are correct, though, in what you're saying, the number of excellent performances. It's one of those where on another game, there's about four players who would have been man of the match. And, you know, the defenders on another day may have been coming to contention because they after all the mistakes they made the other day, didn't they, tonight? Yeah.
The pair of them.
So,
Neil will be very, very happy. He'll be immensely happy with a full 90 minutes from Wadika. And he'll be equally as happy with a full 90 minutes and a resoundingly excellent performance from Ennis.
I was going to say, because I mentioned Linney's confidence taking a knock, Baker's confidence, Morris's confidence. Ennis, let's not forget, did that short corner last Tuesday night. And, you know, any other player, I think, would have gone under after that. But he's come out tonight. And I think we should have given it to Charlie Ennis, to be honest. Thinking about it.
Well, Ennis was outstanding.
Yeah, he really was.
But Regan Linney was outstanding.
Regan Linney, I thought that was...
After his booking, he was a man all the way through it.
I said at half time, I've got a problem with Linney on a yellow card with 45 minutes left to play.
What's I'm saying?
And he didn't.
The maturity he showed in the second half was excellent because, as you know, he's always there just on the cusp. Maybe a yellow card, maybe a free kick. He might get into a challenge that he doesn't need to be in, and it's another yellow card. But I thought the professionalism from him in the second half was excellent. And also on the ball, he was superb, never gave it away. And we worked tirelessly. And, you know, that's what happens when you're a professional manager, full time, and the players have been in every day since Saturday.
Well, that's
worked. I'm only joking.
But it has, whatever he's done, whatever he's said, the response has come, hasn't it?
You know what it was? Well, not what it was, but one of the things I noticed before the game. He was walking round when everyone was warming up, talking to every single player, putting his arm around every single player and talking to them. Don't know what about, but it's a pick-me-up. Everyone needed a pick-me-up. The fans needed a pick-me-up especially, but the players certainly did.
Well, they've made a good team in Scarborough look very ordinary. I can guarantee that Greening is very, very, very annoyed with his team. They haven't performed. They haven't shown the quality that they possess. But again, it'll be interesting. This is the kind of result now on Saturday. We'll look at how Scarborough bounced back on Saturday, won't we? Because we've just played them, see if they've got that capability of coming back and performing. But from an FC perspective, as you say, when you're talking about, I mean, there wasn't a poor player on the pitch. Every single player, those that started, those that came off, those that came on, all contributed a real bit of quality throughout the 90 minutes. They never allowed the talent, and there's an abundance of talent on the Scarborough team, to get going. Wadika just nullified Keringlin. They moved him from one side to another side. Didn't work, went back, didn't work, you know. So the work rate was superb. I thought Matty Rain's goal, wonderful goal, because, I mean, you're 5-0 up and you're waiting for that overlap, and he's there just bombing down the left hand side. He gets it and he's drilled it, and it's a worldie that, for me. He's really hit it across the goalkeeper. Superb goal.
You said about you'd be interested to see how Scarborough get on in the next game. Stalybridge tonight beat Whitby Town away from home by 1-0.
Well, there you go.
Which is a hell of a result, in all fairness. By the way, everyone, for you old schoolers out there, FC United tonight are 11th. Feels warm, that, doesn't it, Paul?
Two of our former players got winning goals tonight.
Yes,
one for Nantwich.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Cockerline. Yeah.
Warrington. John Buckley scored at Warrington, didn't he? Yeah. They got beat Warrington against Basford, but that was an old schooler scoring. And also scoring tonight and a winning goal, Jamie Cook against Radcliffe.
Neil, you, as any manager, will be looking for a bounce back from a performance from Saturday. You took it on the chin, saying it's my fault. So you're taking all the plaudits for that again tonight, then, I take it?
No, I'm going to give the plaudits to Paul Hurst tonight. Hurst writes a programme notes. He rang me Sunday. He made me feel really good Sunday. He made this phone call and wasn't about the programme notes. It was about keep your head up, good manager, you know, what message you want to give out. It's not very often that, you know, people like that get the plaudits. But I read them programme notes today, what I wrote, and I forgot what I said. And I kind of read it, relayed them to the lads, and it just put hairs on me neck, you know, back of my neck, to be honest. It was incredibly well written. I didn't realise I said it because I was flustered, I was upset Sunday. But credit where credit due, and I read that out to the lads before the game, and I could see them, you know, they really went up a gear tonight. We were hurting, we were upset. I'll go as far as saying we were upset. A select few, I'm not going to say a lot, a select few, you know, really got under our skin. But if that select few doubted the lads, then I'd like to see that select few give credit where credit's due, and they certainly deserve the credit tonight, Swampy.
They did, and it was the manner of the performance, wasn't it? Because Scarborough came to this ground undefeated at Broadhurst Park, got an abundance of quality. You've changed it around again. I think that's the 17th right back we've tried this season. But you've got to be very pleased the way we kept our shape, we worked them, and every player on that pitch did a job tonight.
Every one of them, you know. If I would have told you before the game that Chaddy, Mike Faulkner, Matty Clarkson, Joe White, Curtis Jones, Jonathan Smith all went down with the you know, the sickness bug that's going around all this morning, you know, the team that started tonight wasn't the team that was on the 11 this morning. You know, we thought we had Smudge back, we thought we had Jones back, we thought we had Joe White back, and it was just time to rest and, you know, rotate a few. But we weren't given that option after lunchtime, so, you know, Wadicke went into his favourite position of right back. You know, Drew Baker, what a way to respond. You know, that kid's had a lot of pressure on his shoulders the last couple of weeks. I thought he was immense today with Morris next to him. Dodd, nice to give him a rest, nice to see Matty Rain come on and get his goal. Captain fantastic, Potsy did what he did. Donner's next to him. Cedric Main, you know, some people doubted him, I didn't. You know, he just needs to get himself through that sticky patch and get accustomed to life here. Brilliant. Big Brad, Charlie Ennis, and then man of match for me, I don't know, you get Regan Linney, was a man possessed, and he's getting back to his best. And you know what? There are things that people don't see behind the scenes, and at times it's not easy when you're really struggling. You've got a lot going on in your personal life, but he was exceptional tonight.
Well, what they don't see is that we're seeing Drew Baker bringing over the camera equipment by himself. You don't often get that, do you? You get a centre-half who's been absolutely outstanding. Oh, I'll go over, boss, I'll get it. Did find it very, very difficult to come up with the man of the match. We had two people saying 1 week, two people saying... We, myself and Ben, just thought Wadicke was so good on this right-hand side. You know, he's up against a really tricky player in the form of ex-FC United manager Kieran Glynn. Yeah. We didn't have a sniff.
Square pegs, round holes, was it? Yeah. Wadicke. I'm just asking. He shows he can do it.
And you can see that quality that he possessed, and he was superb tonight. And you've got to be very pleased with the fact that Ennis gets 90 minutes and he's immense. From minute one to minute 90.
I've never seen a player change his game from a technical player the way he was to a tenacious little terrier. I've said it half time, he's everywhere. He's like a little rat, he gets under your feet. But two players I haven't mentioned there, you know, Jordan Simpson, come on. But I show faith in the kid, you know, at 3-0. Jack Bennett, I thought it was great when he came on. You know, it shows that the academy door is widely open. And, you know, I turn around, I've got two more experienced lads behind me. But it was JB's turn tonight, and it's just nice when it comes off.
And Matty Rain goal machine.
he's a good player. You know, he's come again. You know, when you've been at Liverpool all your career, you're at Burnley, and all of a sudden you're on like the non-league heap in the summer. And what do you do? And it takes a long time to acclimatise and get accustomed to the standard. And you know, a couple of weeks ago we had to take him off at half time. It was all doom and gloom. Tried to build him back up, bring him back up, and today, you know, he goes and scores a goal again. But delighted. You know, listen, I've got no satisfaction. I just said to Jonathan down there, their manager, you know, we put up five passes on Saturday. It's not a nice feeling. Stick with it. And I don't like seeing, you know, teams get, you know, absolutely battered. Tonight they've come across our side, you know, it were hurting, it were smarting, and we know we can play good football, and you know, we needed to put a few goals past somebody. So the 4-2-3-1 does work. I was going to say it does work. That's six at home, so just so everyone knows.
So the key question then is, how do you get the consistency of that level of performance?
I don't know, James. I'm going to be honest with you. I've just gone in the dressing room. I've got Ali Wadicke with an ice pack. I've got Adam Dodd with an ice pack. Regan Linney's got his ice pack on. Michael Potts has come off injured tonight. Michael Donoghue's come off injured tonight. So I think the answer to that is, if we can get everyone out consistently, we've got a chance of putting a run together. But I have no idea I'm upset, but I've got the worst run of luck at the minute.
But he's not told us that the ice pack actually is just basically for all the drinks that they're actually going to use for the ice pack.
it's tough at the minute. You know, we're patching them up, we're throwing them out. And listen, we want a settled team. I don't think we'll be able to throw it out since South Shields. And, you know, look at this result. Can we go and, you know, only make one or two changes on Saturday and go to battle? Like, you know, loads of confidence, but a lot can happen between now and then.
That's to say, as a semi-professional manager, it's very difficult to know between Tuesday and Saturday what's in front of you.
Yeah.
You'll have a plan in your mind. As you said, you had a plan this morning. That plan is completely changed based upon players being ill.
I was joking to one of the directors today, Dave Ashurst. I said, you could have your boots in your car so you could play nine. You know, it was getting that bad at one point, and then, you know, people came through. But listen, we don't moan. We didn't moan Saturday. I'll apologise about Saturday. I'll continue to. Tonight, we're going to enjoy it. And, you know, I've got to pay special attention. You know, it's all about SMRE, main stand paddock. I have no idea where this crowd come from tonight. You know, the guys split up, but they didn't stop for 90 minutes. And, you know, you could see, give the lads a lift. And they were brilliant. You know, everyone were brilliant. But, listen, everyone has the downs in a season. Like I put the other day in programme, you enjoy the ups and, you know, everyone has the downs. And there'll be other teams in this league that are suffering with injury, illnesses, suspensions. You know, it's not, we can't moan about it. It is what it is. I'm certainly not going to go out there and sign 10, 12 players. It's not what we do. You know, we have got, hopefully, a new player joining the squad this week. We put 7-day notice on a centre midfielder at Lancaster. We're able to speak to him tomorrow. But we're happy with what we've got. And, you know, we'll get ready for Saturday now. And hopefully, you know, I'm not saying replicate that performance, because you know what happened last season. You know, like to Buxton, I think, got beat 7-0 one week, and then they won 7-0 the week after. Football's a funny game. But tell you what, guys, I'm going to enjoy tonight. I'm going to have a pint. I'm going to enjoy tonight. And, you know, thanks everyone who stuck with us. And I tell the lads not to look at the message boards, but I don't know how many pages of compliments will be tonight. I'm not sure. We'll see. All the lads will tell me.
It'll be interesting. Well, listen, as always, it's very nice talking to you. And we look forward to the game on Saturday. It's going to be a very similar game. You'd expect Matlock, big, strong, good quality players. And again, a performance like that's all you're looking for. And hopefully you'll have a team that you can select that you want and can enjoy.
Ashurst is not a number nine.
He's not a number nine, but I'm just looking out over there, last thing, I've seen the volunteers cleaning up the stadium, and that's what the club's about, isn't it?
Indeed.
You know, it's 10 o'clock at night and they're cleaning up the stadium, so, you know, thanks to everyone for tonight.
Neil Reynolds there, speaking after Tuesday night's win over Scarborough Athletic. To the weekend's action now, and FC United travelled to Causeway Lane on Saturday afternoon to take on Matlock Town. Before kick-off, Ben caught up with manager Neil Reynolds to find out the mood in the dressing room.
Well, Neil, welcome to Causeway Lane. First time you've ever been here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's very Derbyshire-esque, the weather. How's things looking ahead of this game?
Gorgeous backdrop, castle, church, lovely pitch. No, we're really happy to be here. We've had a good week. You know, it's, like I said, week's a long time in football, tough last Saturday, and all of a sudden, you know, we came together Tuesday and, you know, everything clicked. And but Tuesday's gone now, Saturday's gone, and it's all about taking on second in the league. Matlock today, you know, I've kind of just read the programme notes, and I think people are surprised that FC United are where they are. I'm not. You know, I think that's a psychological game to play, comparing, you know, two budgets. But, you know, if they want to play that game, they can play that game. You know, we're looking forward to today's game of football on the back of Tuesday.
Let's talk about the form, right? Away form for FC United. I'm setting this up, by the way, for a reason, right? Away form, 1 point for FC United. Matlock have won every single game here at Causeway Lane. It's nailed on, isn't it?
I don't think I haven't seen that, Ben. I've already noticed that. Home form's good, away from home's not. Listen, it's early on in the season. You know, we're still finding our feet. It's going to be nice today that, you know, I'm in a fortunate position where I'm going to name the same 11 as last week, which is the first time in quite a while, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I know you might have the stats for that.
Stat Paul's working on it right now.
So, you know, it's nice, and the lads deserve it. And they won't take the foot off the gas. We're coming up against a really good Matlock side. Like you say, home form is impeccable. They won't want to lose that. They'll say this is their fortress. We've got to come, earn the right to play, and hopefully get something from the game. But we've got two massive games now with Matlock and Baysford. So, you know, two big away games.
It is chucking it down. The pitch looks a bit heavy underfoot. How is it looking?
Well done to the groundsman. You know, it does look a bit heavy and it probably will cut up, but, you know, to get a game on this magnitude today and the weather that he's faced, he's done really well. I've just said that to him. You know, people don't see the type of work that they do behind the scenes from first thing in the morning to last thing at night, and, you know, he's out there again now. So, listen, thanks to everyone, you know, who's worked hard on the pitch. It suits our style of play. Hopefully it's going to set itself up for a really good game of football.
This is a busy week coming up. We've got bases on Tuesday. How do you manage things? Because it's... it reminds me very much of the week where we had South Shields and then Buxton. Or Buxton and then South Shields.
Yeah, and then look what happened to us after that. We've got Joe White back in there. You know, he's unlucky today, missed out of 17. I've latterly Keaton Mulvey out, and Jonathan Smith will be back for Tuesday. So that gets us to 19. We know we're going to have to rest and rotate, but, you know, there's no way I could do that after a 6-0 performance today. If we can get 60, 65 minutes off, you know, some of the lads today, and we can freshen up from the bench. That's what we'll look to do. But, you know, imagine being in that dressing room and I went in there and said, you're being left out for a 6-0 or so. You know, they've done well. They deserve to go again. Hopefully, you know, good quarter five with a good following today. We've got what we want, but confidence is high. But like I said, we're up against a good side in today. But, you know, you never know, do you?
So welcome everyone to Causeway Lane. Very, very wet. The floodlights are already on, even though it's not even 3 o'clock yet. It's 3:45.
And there's nowhere to park. There is nowhere to park. I've been driving around for 35 minutes to try and find somewhere to park. I mean, those that have been here before will know you used to be able to park on Causeway Lane itself. Oh, not anymore. No. You've got to park wherever. And we should be informed of that.
Anyway, it's a beautiful setting, even when it's raining.
Do you mean anyway? Just because you came on the team bus?
It didn't
affect you, did it?
Had a lovely time. But anyway, let's bring your team news early doors in this afternoon's broadcast.
Oh, here it is, look at that. Magnificent.
So the team news is it's the same team as Tuesday. Thank you for joining us.
It's the first unchanged side we've had since January the 4th, 2020.
Does that bode? And what happened on that date?
We won 5-1 at Hyde.
Well, there you go. Goodbye, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the game. And we'll be back. I just realised Tuesday, Baseford.
Let's talk about the record.
Which record?
Matt Locktown's home
record.
It's not good. It's not good for us. Now, Matlock have won every single league game this season, including a very emphatic 9-0 against Witton Albion a few weeks back. They were beaten, though, by Belper Town here in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
So, you have to weigh that superb home record.
Are you weighing it with kilograms or metric? Not metric.
It's up to the
Imperial.
It's up
Imperial
to the
now, isn't it? That's what you have to talk
this
about.
Is
Imperial.
The thing. I'm a kind of liberal guy. Do what you want. Weigh it on the other side. You've got FC United's away record, which is dreadful.
A draw at South Shields.
That's it.
Weighed against 3 defeats. And that's it.
So now we've set that up, Paul, how do we beat Matlock?
Well, we look at Matlock, who are in second, and we say to ourselves, we played South Shields when they were top, and we played Buxton when they were top, and we put two good performances out and got results. So we have to treat them exactly the same as those two games.
And just to say, the league's starting to stretch out a bit now. There's gaps appearing all over the place. Exactly, it's making that noise. Matlock are in second. They're 5 points above everyone else in the league table. So it's pretty, daunting at the minute.
Reading the match programme, the manager, Paul Phillips, is complaining of two things. One is the size of his squad, which is small in compared to other teams, surprisingly. And injuries. That injury thing again.
I keep telling people, there's no point even mentioning it because it's the same for everyone.
And what's borne this out is Jamie Cook is out injured.
Right.
That's good for us. Mm-hmm. And if you look on the bench, he's got Katie Coppin, who is one of the coaching staff, and he's also got Ross Hannah.
Well, Ross, I know he's old, but he's a good player. This team, this Matlock team that Paul Phillips has assembled, is a good team. And when you've got Ross Hannah on the bench and Liam King on the bench, it's a good team.
Well, we talked about how we're going to win this game. I think the weather itself will play a part because the pitch is very, very skiddy. It's torrential rain, and ordinarily mistakes are made on occasions and days like this.
It's this corner down here. I mean, if for those of you who've been to Causeway Lane before, we're in the main stand over on our right-hand side by the corner flag, just opposite the cricket ground. The bricks and mortar stand, yeah.
Which is funny because it's not made out of any bricks or mortar, is it?
That's been forked a lot, and they've got the sweeping brushes on it and everything, and you can see how much water is sitting on it.
Ben, when you say everything,
what?
They've got a sweeping brush and they've got a fork.
I mean, non-league wise.
Well, that's everything, is it?
Yeah, that's everything.
That's a lot.
That's as much as I'd expect, is what my point is, right? So they've got everything you'd expect at home, dear listener.
This looks like a pitch for quick transition.
Yes, Paul.
Oh,
yes.
That's good, is it? Quick transition. I might use that. I might not, though, as well. It's a pity the cricket's not on.
Can we talk about the form going into this for FC United and the Tuesday night game against Scarborough? I mean, that was a phenomenal performance. He's kept the same team. That means, you know, the great performances we saw from Wadika, from Baker, from Morris, from Ennis, from Potts, from Main, from Holmes with Linnet. There's a chance they could carry it on into this game.
You would hope so, and equally the bench is the same as well. You know, so he knows if we play to our capabilities, he's got and can rely on good quality coming off the bench. Jack Bennett, who came on the other night, was superb when he came on. Matty Rain equally was excellent. And Jordan Simpson, when he came on, he bossed it around a little bit as well. So there's no reason why we can't get a result here this afternoon. I know from a Neil Reynolds perspective, you know, he's only been played here, what, is it probably his second time for an FC perspective?
This is the first time he's ever been to
this time he's been.
He's not been here for 7 years.
Well, there you go. So, I mean, the FC hoodoo has no bearing on him, really.
We've not been here in 7 years?
No.
Are you joking? It feels like yesterday we were here.
No.
We haven't been here in 7 years? We haven't been here in 7 years.
We haven't been here in 7 years. That's not true, Paul.
No, that's wrong, Paul. 7 years? What year was that, then?
Well, we didn't play them in 1920, we didn't play them.
Yeah.
And we only played them at home in 2021. No.
7 years.
Yeah. So where have they been?
Were we in that time?
We were in National League North
for four years.
We forget we were there for four years, weren't we? Oh, they were the happy days, weren't they? 4 years.
So between 2015 and 2019, we weren't in the same division.
Well, there you go. We haven't been here for 7 years, Ben.
7 years.
It doesn't seem like that, does it?
Is that a shock for you?
Me and you came for a one-off game, though, didn't we?
We have been here. Yes,
that's
we have.
That's why. I've been here before, but yeah, it wasn't for an FC game.
And
I
the thing is,
now.
I forgot. I went to Matlock Bath instead and thought, oh, I'll drive around Matlock Bath. Lovely.
There.
Yeah, but it's
this
it's
could
not
be Matlock Bath by the end of the day.
Plenty of mods, plenty of bikers.
Yeah, good, but it's not when you realise you're on the opposite side of the valley and there's no other way of getting back apart from going back the way you came.
What about that cable car?
Candy floss. Well, I don't think they can get my T5 into said cable car.
Oh, that's true. The teams are now coming out onto the pitch, so it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. Brought to you by constructivecoddy.com and the armchair armour, and here's Swamper.
Well, the ball at the feet of Dan Lavercombe, and FC United of Manchester's goalkeeper takes a little touch and then hits the ball to this near touchline towards Linney, but Cedric Mayne wins it. It's a great effort from Linney now. Goal in front of him, cuts inside. This should be 1-0. It's ricochets and then it's defended. That's referee. My word.
Two-footed lunge there, just a bit.
The question was asked there by Wadika to the assistant.
And it's a good job. It's a good job Wadika pulled himself out of that, because that would have been pretty serious.
That is an absolutely dreadful challenge. Out for a throw-in. Well, he has a towel just waiting for him. Different. Imagine if he forgot the towel was there and threw the ball in with the towel. It'd be like a meteor, wouldn't it? Ball into the area. Flicks across into the... Well, not into the arms of. First time shot cuts across and it deflects off one of their own players. From this angle here, Ben...
I thought it was pretty simple for Lavercombe, that.
It looked like he was just going to collect
it. He lost flight of it.
There's something happened in the flight of the ball there, definitely. That's why we were quite at ease thinking he was just going to collect the ball. But he's had to actually palm it away.
Just thinking, because that towel is a white towel, the way it was looking when he picked it up, it was almost like E.T. So, I don't know about a meteor, but it looked like he was about to launch poor E.T. into orbit.
Well,
without the bike.
Ball over the top. Opportunity now for FC United. It's Linney in the area. Linney, can he make it 1-0? Yes, he can't.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can't. He should have buried it. He really should have buried that. It's a throw into the home team. And across goes Kendall to take it. Played inside to Byrne. Byrne born to penalty area.
And they've stolen it.
And, well, Potts remonstrating with the referee. And, well, it's as if they've just won the World Cup because everybody's on the pitch.
Evans, I think, the scorer. And that was the 92nd minute. Well, that's 8 visits now and 1 win.
So there's 3 minutes of additional time. And, it's all kicking off. And, the referee is...
I did predict this, but I didn't know it was going to be after the game.
See what the referee... Well,
the referee's keeping well out of all this.
It's an ugly end to a game. But, Ben, talk us through it, because you saw the incident with Liddy. What, I mean, I was looking away. What was the situation?
Their manager was... celebrating in the general direction of FC United supporters behind that goal there, and Linney took exception to it, and the two of them squared off, and then after that it all just descended from there, really.
Well, plenty of incidents. Why are they celebrating in such a way? What is the big thing? They've just beaten a team in 11th spot. I don't understand why the huge commotion. Get a 93rd minute winner, but anyway, the FC faithful are got the players next to them now, and it's all calmed down a little bit. The exuberance, the manner of the victory they've won, and to go overboard as much as they've done in a game of football. I mean, it really is incredible. Is it been programmed? No, it's as managers said. Managers been talking to each other, and I just don't understand it. I really don't.
I think they see us as a scalp.
But we came here and we basically were saying, quite rightly, Matlock's home form, FC United's away form.
Home win. But they're living the dream at the moment. They've won 10 out of 12 now at the top of the table. So to them, they thought they were going to drop points there in the closing minutes. And they've not. That's what they're celebrating, really.
Part of the celebration, one of their players pretty much went up to Neil Reynolds.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's just, I don't understand, basically, what's gone on here today.
Well, we'll get Neil's...
I'm stunned. No, I agree. I'm stunned by that. Not the defeat. I mean, at the end of the day, you play the conditions. They played them very well. In the second half, we decided we would play the same way, and that gave away the advantage that we had in the first half, and that's ultimately what's cost us.
Neil Reynolds is going to come and have a chat to us. For anyone of a nervous disposition, please be aware that there may be some swearing in this segment, primarily from me. But Neil, no, thanks very much for joining us. Superb result Tuesday. You knew you had a task in hand this afternoon here against a team that have been undefeated here all season, play a certain style of football, and for all intents and purposes, it looked like there was a point at the end of it. Talk us through your thoughts.
And let's just get it out of the way. I'll get it out of the way early because people will be listening. The referee was appalling today, and if I get in trouble for saying that, I'll get in trouble with it, but the referee was appalling. Should have been a red card first half. I don't think this is a foul down here. He missed so many things. So I'm not blaming the referee. Secondly, their tactics are their tactics, you know, and we've competed and we've done well against them all game. You know, it's kind of a game of rugby at times where they're trying it in the corner flag and then go off the long throwing. But they've got strength in key areas, so that's what they do, and they keep knocking on the door. But, you know, I can't. There's no way. I've just said to that, Jason, I'm not going to ask you to play differently. We've carved them open today. Chas should score. Riga should score too. Chance in the second half. We didn't take our chances, but we simply didn't play poorly. It wasn't like a last Saturday. And then you get on euphoria against Scarborough Tuesday night. We should have got a point out of this at least today and then get on the bounce to Baseford.
Well, unfortunately, that goal comes in the 93rd minute. Very little we can do about it. They get the throw, they score the goal. And the euphoria is as if they've just won the World Cup. It just seemed a little over-exuberance from far too many people that should know better.
I'm disappointed with their bench. You know, we always celebrate. We certainly don't go to their players when we score. You know, we go to our players. I thought, you know, at the end of the game, when the handbags came out, I thought the manager, you know, went onto the pitch and started that. But listen, it's, you know, we've all been there. We've won the 93rd minute. And when you're losing the 93rd minute, it's the worst feeling. And it's a horrendous feeling today because it's a game that we certainly didn't deserve to lose, and I think on another day we go and win the game.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, you can take... I mean, first and foremost, the conditions aren't ideal and perfect, certainly, but the performance, you know, you can't fault the players. They've gone out there, they've worked tremendously hard, they've all worked for each other, they've tried to play the football as much as they can, they then have to go a little bit longer in the second half because of the conditions. So you... There's a lot to build upon there, isn't there? Because it's not a poor performance from FC United.
They forced us into changing our kind of style of play second half because they kept putting it on us, and then the ball would bounce in key areas. You don't want to play it back because there's a bit of water on the pitch, so we go high and they win the first. But, you know, tactically from the sideline, they're encouraged to go into the corner and go into the corner flags and kind of play percentage football, which, you know, I'm not I'm not sort of saying, you know, that's the wrong thing to do. People set the teams up in the right way, and they've got the 1-0 by doing it. And, you know, my side, we play good football, and, you know, people sometimes say, do we go anywhere with the ball when we play, like, passing football? Today, we created chances. We played in the final third. We were exciting on the eye. I think Linney got people off his chair. I think Chaz did. You know, Cedric Main did. It just wasn't to be, and, you know, I can't shirk an interview after the game, as disappointed as I am. I've just got to kind of roll sleeves up, but more importantly, get the lads' heads up now for Tuesday.
Of course, Wadika went off with an injury. He got a knock in the early, and then he just couldn't continue.
That was a blow. He fell his ankle, and then kind of the ankle. I think he's compensated into his hamstring, and he seems to have gone to his hamstring. I don't know how, but he looks like he's got a tweak of that. We didn't want to risk Curtis Jones on the bench again. He wasn't 100%. Thought Matty Rain went on there and did well, but just we didn't even switch off. Aaron's headed it on to him, you know, and he's hit the lad and got in. But I very much doubt, you know, when we look back on the free kick, I know people will see all different angles. It's like the one where Potts gets put before and he wins the ball. I think the referee's too quick to give a lot of decisions. And then, you know, on our transition, when we go on the front foot, we've got all this space to go into. We get a man brought down and he pulls it back straight away. He doesn't even let us go. And I was just so disappointed with him. But listen, like I said, I'm not going to blame the referee. I'm going to blame bit of lady luck today, because I don't think we had it in the last kick of the game, but certainly proud of the fans and the players today. But again, you look at it and we've got beat 1-0, so it's what do you do?
Tuesday night, long journey again. I mean, it's not the furthest journey, but it's a long journey because it's A roads and B roads and so on and so forth. 3G pitch, so football can be played on there, but when you've got players with niggle injuries, Is it a tough place to go to, because you played on the 3G and equally you played against Basford? It's going to be tough, isn't it?
It's going to be really tough. You know, the games are coming thick and fast, and we seem to be at the minute, you know, can we get a run going? And if we would have got come here and got a point today, we might have taken that into Basford. What we will take into Basford is the confidence levels, and I'm sure that, you know, if their management team talks to other teams, they'll say FC United are a good side and they won't be mid-table for long. You know, once they get on a run, they'll get on a run, and whether or not it be November, December, January, we'll get on a run and we'll start winning games. We've got to go to Basford now, and, you know, if you will, we target 3 points at home and a point away. You know, we knew we had two really tough games with Matlock and Basford, and if we could take two out of that or even three, we would have been happy. So, you know, we're going to go down there and, you know, aim for the three now. That's what we've got to do. But Basford seems to have got on a bit of a run recently. They started a bit slowly, but Steve Chettle's got on playing. We like going down there. I think we drew 1-1 last time, and again, unlucky probably not to win the game. But, you know, it suits us. Our 3G pitch will suit us, and, you know, hopefully we get a few fans travelling in, and hopefully we can try and put this one behind us.
Well, listen, let's put it behind us. You go and get yourself dragged out.
Thanks,
and
mate,
thanks as always for your open, honest opinions.
Thanks,
of the game, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking on Saturday. Next up for the Reds will be a midweek away match at Basford United. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, the FC Live team will be there. They'll be going to air live on Tuesday evening from 7:30 p.m. online on www.fc-radio.co.uk and on your radios on North Manchester's 106.6 FM. But that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.